This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
Alrighty then. Welcome one and all to So You Think You Know Jesus, a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina, and now Statesville. If you are in the area, we invite you to stop by for one of our services. Service times and locations are found on our website, myroic.org. We're dragging my son, producer Josh, into this. We're going to actually have a reader today, which may or may not complicate things for the video. I think he's going to protest putting up scriptures, so you'll have to read along or listen along or sing along, I don't know. But at any rate, trying something a little bit new here today. So today's topic, we're going to be looking at, I guess we could call this, Am I Really Saved Even If... And this is tied to, I honestly don't even really know where this comes from. I just know that it's a thing. And since we are Messianic and we are creating this podcast kind of geared towards the church at large, trying to show all y'all how much more there is to the Word of God than perhaps you've been taught or perhaps than you realized, and to encourage you to go deeper. That's what it's all about, not trying to, change minds too much, too radical, but we'd want you to have a closer walk with the Messiah, and that's what we're doing. That's why we are here. So, oftentimes, the question comes up when people realize for the first time that the Savior's name, the Messiah's name, is not Jesus. Sometimes they freak out. It was a question that was in my mind a little more than 14 years ago. I kind of entertained this thought. You know, when Scripture says, all those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, it's like, well, wait a minute, called upon the name of Jesus. And if that's, and depending on who you listen to and what derivation, it's either ties to pagan Greek gods or just the Greek transliteration best they could from the Hebrew to the Greek. At any rate, his name isn't Jesus. And, you know, for that matter, it's not Jesus, it's not El Señor, it's not Jesus, which is the Portuguese way of saying it. His name is Yeshua. It literally means salvation from God or God's salvation. So the question can come up, oh my goodness, well, wait a minute, am I really saved because I didn't call upon his actual name? I've had people, believe it or not, at the immersion tank, getting ready to mikvah, getting ready to be baptized, and they were just so adamant, like, who are you baptizing me in whose name? And they're just, people get ultra-sensitive and ultra-hung up on this, and I think perhaps, you know, many others instinctually get it, that, look, you know, God is not dull of mind, right? He's not, you know, unsmart. I don't know how to say it without being crazy, but he gets it. He knows. He knows our hearts. He knows who you mean. And to be certain, there is one God, right? The one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. And we know that he manifests himself as many things. He's manifested himself in the flesh, in the person of Yeshua, or Jesus, if that's what you call him. He's manifests himself as a voice from heaven, as the Father, right? As a dove, the Holy Spirit appearing as a dove. We know that in Ezekiel, the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, appeared to the prophet as a man from the waist up and as a pillar of fire from the waist down. We know that he appeared in a burning bush to Moses. We know that he appeared as a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night in the wilderness. And on and on, we can go through the different ways he appears. We can go through the just crazy numbers of names, depending again on the source. You know, it's hundreds of names. You know, El Gabor, El Elyon, El Shaddai, Yehovah, Yehovah Yireh, Yehovah Nisi, and on and on and on. There's so many names. It's again, it's one God manifesting himself through his names, that by knowing his names, we get to know him by understanding what these names represent, his character, his likeness, if you will, and it gives us an opportunity to get to know him that way. So I'm going to unmute the microphone for Mr. Josh over here off camera, because he's hiding back there. Somebody's got to do it. But Josh, if you would, please, let's go to Psalm chapter 44, verses 20 to 21, please.
If we had forgotten the name of our God and spread out our hands to a foreign God, wouldn't God have found this out, since he knows the secrets of the heart?
And now I'm going to mute you. Thank you, Josh. So again, you know, this is an illustration of a kind of a rhetorical question here being asked by the psalmist. You know, if you know, we stretched out our hands to a foreign god, meaning that not that they were worshiping false gods, but that, you know, in captivity and in exile and being separated from you know, this, the way, for so long, they had forgotten and didn't know the name to call upon, right? And so they called out knowing that there's one true God, knowing that there's only one God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, knowing there's only one God of Israel, but yet not knowing his name. And, you know, they called upon what they knew, but in their hearts, knowing that this God, the God, the only God, looks upon the hearts, right? You and I look at, well, you know, those of you with sight look at the outward appearance, right? And you see or you hear that, oh, well, they're calling on this or that, so therefore it's wrong, and you know, we have to just disregard them and belittle them and judge them and all of these things. But the point is that God looks on the hearts of men. Deuteronomy 8:2 kind of illustrates that a little different way. God says, I brought you out of Egypt, Mitzrayim. I brought you through the wilderness all of these years to test you, to prove you, to see whether or not it's in your heart to keep my commands. It wasn't that he was looking on the outside and checking boxes, making sure you did it. He's looking on the heart to make sure it's in your heart, that it's something that you want, that you desire, because God wants to spend eternity with people that really want to spend eternity with him, and it's in their hearts. And so the idea of the name, right, for Yeshua or Jesus or El Señor or Jesus or Jesus, or, you know, God knows. He knows who you're calling on. And, you know, even in messianic circles, I hear there's disagreement, even amongst messianics, on how you pronounce the supposed unpronounceable name, the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Everything from Yahweh to I can't even pronounce them all. There's just all these different ways of pronouncing them. And there's evidence out there that suggests that, you know, Yahweh is not correct and is actually tied with a pagan god. And Yehovah is most likely, and I'll say it that way, the correct pronunciation, because we know that the name, and we did a whole episode on this, you can go back and check it out for more detail, but it's a contraction, I think is how you say that, where you've got three different forms of the Hebrew word to be, Yehovah and Chaya. It's the God who was and is to come. So it's makes, you know, a lot more sense that it's Yehovah. So, but again, the people that sincerely believe it's Yahweh, are they all condemned to eternal flames because they're calling on the wrong name? Well, if in their heart they believe they're calling on the God of the Bible, and I'm talking Genesis to Revelation, the one true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they've got the pronunciation wrong, or the vowel pointers, you know, are incorrect, you know, just stop. Our God is bigger than that, you know, and if he is able to discern the inmost parts and know our deepest thoughts, he knows our heart, he knows who you mean. Now, you know, over time, the idea is we all should be maturing, we all should be growing, we all should be seeking. You know, I grew up, you know, calling him Jesus. My grandmother called him Xixi, you know, the Portuguese side. That's what they called him. And don't know that I called him that very often, but, you know, it has been uttered from my mouth when I was really young, and I guess just moments ago. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, I grew, and it took me a long time. I was, you know, 40, 41 years old when I met Rabbi Cliff and learned that for the first time that Jesus wasn't his name. So, you know, listen, be easy on yourself, grow, right? Learn, grow, but we don't need to get saved all over again because you got saved under the name of Jesus, or you don't need to get baptized or immersed again because you did it, you know, in the name of Jesus. It's not necessary. If it's something that's really in your heart and you really want to do it, you know, so be it. But it's not necessary. God already knows. And that's a lesson that I want us to all take to heart, is Psalm 44, verse 20 to 21. Get it in your heart, get it in your head, that it's all right. He knows. And I want you to know that I appreciate you being here. Make sure you like and subscribe and share, and we'll see you next time. Bless you.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.